Hi, this is Matt Monta, and this is my music journey.
Matt Monta's passion for music began rising at an early age. His dad would bring out the guitar around Christmas time. His sisters both sang and played piano.
You know, my oldest sister was in show choir, so they did a lot of song and dance and stuff like that. My older sister was in choir and also composed pieces and did classical piano and things like that. And my dad played at home. So for me, I was seeing all the different types of performance on top of everybody having a very different preference for their musical choices. So I liked oldies music. I liked the stuff from the 60s and 70s. As I've gotten older and carved my own way creatively, I can look back on all of those various things and see how they've contributed not only to the way that I write music, but also the way that I can appreciate music in its different genres and styles, but also in the way of, you know, performing in front of people.
Monta describes his second full-length release with the Haymakers as an assessment of where he's come from, especially with the title track, Restless Disposition.
And I burn right through my 20s in a smoky adrenaline haze, putting more life in my nights than in my days into my lovers. Take refuge in the street light of my restless disposition as I stumble down the dark side of my dreams. And I'll meet the consequence for being born in this position, where the winds of change tugging at the seams. Where the winds of change tugging at the seams.
That is a good descriptor of what doing music full-time is like. You never quite feel comfortable, which is a good thing. It's a stressful thing. And if you can't deal with it, then maybe time to find another line of work. Everyone deals with it in their own way. And so for me, it's the idea that I've got to move. I've got to keep creating. I've got to keep doing the things that are important so that I can continue doing the things that I want to do.
The 11-track release delves into a number of subjects, including fear. Monta began writing the song I Won't Be Scared several years ago out of political frustration. He says it seemed natural to finish the song because of the current climate in Washington.
Remind myself to not let fear dictate the type of life I want to lead and the type of world I want to create. And the chorus, very simply, for me, you know, sort of an expulsion of the anxiety that is within me. And I think there's a lot of anxiety in general in society today. I was in Baltimore and someone came up to me and they said, I had a really traumatic experience and I shut myself off to the world for an entire year and I cut all ties with relationships. And I texted a friend and said, I'm not going to be afraid anymore. And I decided to come to this show. And she's like, that song just means so much to me. We deal with a lot of things personally. It's easy to just shut off the rest of the world and say, I'm going to sit in this dark room and I'm not going to go out because I'm afraid something's going to happen to me, or I'm afraid I'm going to get rejected, or I'm afraid I'm going to get hurt. And so, you know, the song, I think, works on that level as well.
Time to go home, time to go home, time to go home.
beginning of 2017, I quit my job to pursue music full time. Without a 9-to-5, you have to build your own structure. I have an alarm on my phone that goes off at 5 p.m. every single day. It just sort of like reminds me, like, okay, it's 5 o'clock. Now I know where I'm at in the day. And the song goes through some of the mundanity, what life is like when you are maybe doing something that you don't want to do, but you have to do.
For Monta, music represents a way of telling stories that explain what's going on around us. He feels a personal responsibility to create something meaningful.
And finish the battle and create something we can believe. We can believe. We can believe.
In terms of thinking about where I want to go, working with my band, The Haymakers, using the tools and technology at our disposal to create a richer auditory experience for the sake of the listener and for the sake of the story of the song.
Monta says he also wants to tour more and develop new pathways and relationships outside of Columbus while also strengthening the ones he has in Central Ohio. My thanks to Matt Monta for his time and especially his music. I'm Mike Foley. Talk to you again on the next Music Journey.